This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. State lawmakers are moving forward with an effort to outlaw explicit deepfake images of real people. Lawmakers have advanced a bill that makes it a crime to create or share AI-generated sexual images of someone without their consent. Jessica Dotter works on sexual assault policy for Colorado's District Attorney's Council, which unanimously supports the bill.
In a modern world where our identities and ourselves exist far beyond our physical bodies and are vulnerable to attack on media, on social media, and text messages, we have to adapt to protect the people in these spaces.
Dotter says 37 states already have laws criminalizing sexually exploitive deep fakes. Colorado's bill also makes it illegal to create, distribute, or possess AI-generated child pornography. The implications of that policy, however, are raising some concerns. James Carbach is with the State Public Defender's Office.
When we talk about someone under the age of 18 and it's not tied to even a real person, how do you put an age on that? How do you draw lines around that? And if it's to be criminalized, should you criminalize it the same as something that harms and depicts an actual human?
The bill passed its first committee unanimously on Monday and is headed next to the full Senate. Landlords in Colorado will have to be more transparent about the full cost of living in their buildings under new laws signed by Governor Jared Polis. The law targets so-called junk fees, recurring charges that get tacked onto tenants' bills, but those aren't included in the base rent landlords advertise to people looking for an apartment. Now landlords will have to explain the fees they charge and include them in their advertised rates. This is CPR News.